mentioned yesterday that Chazal set aside a special category in terms of the Chos Brachos. That's the category called Pasa Bav Kistin. If you had some kind of a dough that's made, either it's made with a filling, or it's made with flavoring, or it's made perhaps in a crackery type of a very thin kind of a dough. So the halach would be that if one eats just a small amount of that, one would only recite a mizonos. If one is kaveh asud, the one has a whole meal out of it. We'll have to define exactly what that means a little bit later. Then one would treat that as regular bread. What exactly is the status of some of our contemporary foods in terms of this halacha? So this is a big question, depending on the issue that we raised at the end of the show yesterday. Are these three categories absolute categories? That means that if it meets the criteria of one of these three things, then it's automatically called pasav avikistin. Or do we say, no, that these are examples of snack kind of foods? You can have something that theoretically looks like one of these foods, but if it's actually eaten as a meal, then it's treated as regular bread. So probably the most practical difference between this question is concerning pizza. What exactly is the status of pizza in halacha? So if one understands pasav avikistin as absolute categories, namely, if it has a filling to it, then it's automatically pasav avikistin, then pizza would probably make the mark, and therefore one would not be required to wash on pizza, unless one was kaveh asud on pizza, which again, we haven't yet defined what that means. However, if one takes the second approach, that many, many poskim take, that pasav avikistin is simply a description of a snack, but doesn't apply to something which is a real meal kind of a food, then the whole pizza issue would really be a moot issue. Namely, pizza would be treated as regular bread. The overwhelming majority of pizza is eaten in the context of a meal. You know, every once in a while somebody may grab a snack in the middle of the night or something, a slice of pizza, but most of the pizza is consumed derech hasuda as part of a meal, and therefore the halacha would have to treat pizza as being regular bread. I think that many, many posts are of that opinion. So again, I know there are some who disagree, but if you would ask me, I would say probably to take the approach that pizza is considered to be a regular bread. And therefore, the whole notion of, well, I had one slice, two slices, three slices, 20 slices, none of that is relevant. That as soon as a person has pizza, one would be required to treat that as regular bread, beside a mozi, and a moneta kazayas, one would be required to bench as well. Because of this understanding that pasav avikistin cannot apply to food that is designated as meal food, this throws a very, very serious issue concerning mizonos rolls. That the term mizonos roll is probably a misnomer, probably a contradiction in terms. Because since it's a roll and its purpose is to serve as a meal, that's exactly why they're making it, to eat it to accompany a meal. So therefore, to treat a mizonos roll as mizonos is highly questionable. I'm well aware of the fact that it says on the airplane packs that these rolls are only mizonos, but that airplane pack is following the postcard of the airplane pack. But we're not following that. Most of us are not following that view, and many of us should not be following that view. And therefore, we should treat the mizonos rolls as a regular, full-fledged roll. And therefore, one would be required to wash and bench on those mizonos rolls. Even those who would argue that mizonos rolls are mizonos, if you ate it in the context of a meal, would have to agree also to the hamotzi. So that's a very, very complicated story. Why in the world they feel justified to put mizonos on those rolls? The pashas that dvarim, according to most poskim, is that the whole thing is not true. That those would have to be treated as regular bread, and therefore one would have to wash and bench. However, there are other kinds of snack foods that maybe one can treat as possible avikistin. Let's say, for example, a hot pretzel. So you buy some a big, soft, hot pretzel. So even though that kind of looks a little bit, the dough kind of looks a little like bread, but those are generally snacks. So therefore, if one would just have one hot pretzel, one could probably treat that as being a snack, as being a possible avikistin. If you have a whole meal of hot pretzels, that would be a different story. So hopefully the next year we'll try to talk a little bit about the idea of kaveh asuda. If you really do have something that is bona fide, authentic, possible avikistin, cookies, cakes, crackers, things like that, how much of those things you have to have in order to elevate the bracha to treat it as kaveh asuda, to have to wash it.